Recently, a number of Catholics have started to take a second look at or listen to the Church's ancient melodies.
People are drawn to chant because it calms us, it puts us in a sacred place.
Television producer Diana von Glahn, who now sings Gregorian chant in her choir, says that the rediscovery makes sense.
There are actually different chant melodies for different parts of the Mass. And so this one particular chant melody is, it goes up because it's celebratory. And there's another part of the chant melody that goes down because it's more ponderous and factual. And then, but then there's a certain kind of chant melody that they only sing with prophecies, you know, with the prophets. So there's a reason also behind each melody. You know, if you think about it, that's how God works too. You know, there is nothing that just happens. There is no coincidence in the world of the faithful. God does everything for a reason.
Father Dennis Gill directs the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's Office for Divine Worship. He says that the renewed interest in chant isn't a rejection of the Second Vatican Council, but a way of fulfilling it.
We're all still catching up with the foundations of the liturgical movement that happened before the Second Vatican Council, and also with the Council itself. Many people think that the adjustments or changes that happened with the celebration of liturgical rites were external or measurable changes, and there were many. But the foundation of the liturgical movement rests on this principle, that we see the liturgy, the celebration of the liturgy, as the indispensable source for living the Christian life. What that means is that we recognize the liturgy is Christ and the mystery of Christ, Christ's death, Christ's resurrection. And when we celebrate the liturgy, we actually encounter, participate in, receive, live from this mystery.
And if you've ever struggled to sing along at Sunday Mass, chant could be the solution.
I would say that a great amount of contemporary liturgical music isn't easily accessible to the person in the pew. The melodies are not memorable. One of the things that goes on with chant is that there's an easy way to constantly make the connection with this sound and this text. And in fact, the Church says that in first place among what should be sung, we should look at Gregorian chant. Now, why is that? Because there is this inexplicable union between the sound and the words that makes the experience of chant just so fitting for the celebration of the liturgy. I think we need to recover that in lots of ways, especially for the ordinary of the Mass. I mean, it should be very easy for people to come together and sing the Gloria. One of the things I think we have to recover is singing the Credo. That could easily be done in the chant form that's given. The other parts of the ordinary, the Holy and the Lamb, they should just be almost naturally, spontaneously engaged as sung pieces, because there is that excellence of communion between the sound and the word.
For Diana von Glahn, the haunting melodies soothe the soul and open the heart to heaven.
And it brings me a peace that only God can give.
Gina Christian, CatholicPhilly.com.